This is Dance Heyday. I'm here to interview Bethann Gamble. Can you tell me how you got involved with No Fit State?
First call or currently?
First call.
Well, my very first introduction to the company was, I believe 20 years ago now, was Ortaged in the big warehouse show. I was taken there as a 15-year-old girl by my dad with no concept as to what was happening. We bowled up to a warehouse in Butte Town on a very dark and somewhat wet day, if I remember, and was taken in to what was the most incredible show I'd ever seen. No concept of what it was supposed to be or what it should have been, and was bowled over by half-naked men in leather trousers, cars on fires, choirs in pyjamas, and that was probably my very first awareness of No Fit. Still fresh-faced at that point.
So your childhood really has involved the circus, and have you picked up any skills? I understand your dad is a knife thrower.
Yeah, my dad, he got involved in circus when I was young. He was taught to juggle by a colleague when he's working with Barry Council and fell in love with it. He was a catering manager and health and safety officer and fairly straight down the line type jobs, and really got the juggling bug. And he met a couple of the local jugglers, and through that, I think, met Ali initially as an No Fit State contact, because if you're into circus in Cardiff at that point in the world, still No Fit State fed in. And then he started freelancing, sort of sidelined to his job, doing circus entertainment work, really. So I was taken along to juggling festivals as a child and street arts festivals occasionally in the summer holidays. So it's always a small part of my childhood. Learned to fire breathe at an inappropriately young age. Learned to diablo, never ever even attempted anything aerial because have never had upper body strength in my life. But some of the ground-based stuff, the basic stuff, and some of the slightly more dangerous fire breathing, knife throwing, whip cracking, which is where my dad has sort of specialised in. So he's a, what is he now? He's a world champion whip cracker. And he runs a Western Skills Workshop for No Fit State. Now he's come back to that, so he's full-time. After retiring from being health and safety manager for a college, has gone for full-time freelance, I suppose. So, yeah, in a roundabout way, circus has been there in the background most of my life, though I was never heavily involved, really, other than a little bit here and there. Until now that I'm a full-time member of staff, which was never really a planned activity.
How did that come about? How did you arrive?
Well, I had been working in the community arts sector and community regeneration sector, as development workers and various things, mostly around working with volunteers and community action. I'd taken the decision to go freelance and work on some freelance projects in project management. And then I saw a job in The Guardian for a development manager for No Fit State Circus, and had no intention whatsoever of not being freelance and taking up a proper job again. And having seen this, I thought, I could do that. So I was working freelance, had no intention of getting a full-time position at any point soon, doing quite a lot of different projects and really exciting ones. And I came across the advert in The Guardian for a development manager for No Fit State. And if it had been for any other company, I don't think I would have been tempted. But the fact it was for No Fit, and that I'd known, although peripherally, I'd known the company for so long, the opportunity to work as part of the team and in an area that I had some specialist skills in was really tempting. So I thought, bugger it, I shall apply, and got the interview. It was not the most straightforward of interview process, which I think is kind of demonstrative of No Fit State as a whole. The interview itself was fairly standard, normal questions, all very well, went very well. I got a phone call from Alison, executive director, a couple of days later saying, we loved you, we thought you did really well, I was getting very excited, excellent, but we'd like you, and you wait for the next step, to do a second stage. Right, okay, what would you like me to do? And they wanted me to go down to the Eden Project in Cornwall, spend the weekend there, meet the company, see what it was like on tour, and then write a proposal as to how I would go about fundraising to fill the gap of a UK tour. It's not standard practice sending someone to Cornwall for a second stage of interview, but it was fine. It was like, yes, I can do that. I will do that. I will not stay in the bunk wagons. I'm one of the few people in the circus that refuse point blank to camp I made that very clear when I first started. I refused to stay in a caravan. Went down, had a lovely weekend in Eden with meeting Tom and with Camille and some of the other members of staff, and with Zoe while she was still with the company. And then went back and hurriedly wrote a proposal as to what I'd do. And when I had the phone call off Alison, I did ask how many people they were sending down to Eden, at which point she was honest and said, no, just you. Like, right, so I'm a short list of one, but you're still sending me to Cornwall. Excellent, that's fine. But dutifully obliged, and thankfully my proposal was sufficient. And I started, practically a week later, I came in for a coffee with Alison and worked out that with time schedules and holidays, it was either start the day after or for a month later. So I started the day after.
Wonderful. Yes. And that was it, you arrived.
That was it, I was in.
And how many grants do you apply for on average per year?
Oh, God, it varies. I have a fundraising target for the company. So as a charity, we get revenue funding from both Arts Council England and Arts Council Wales, which is amazing. But it only covers a very, very small proportion of our core costs. So coupled with the profits made from the productions and some of the community programme revenue, there is always a gap in our core monies. So my aim is to try and fill that gap by whatever means necessary. And we're a bit unusual in charities that our makeup of funds, a large proportion of it is earned income. Most charities have a very, very small proportion of earned income, but because the shows are so popular and because of the way No Fit State evolved and had to be ruthlessly entrepreneurial, should we say, in their processes from the very early days. We never developed the reliance on public funding that a lot of charities our size do. So the gaps that I fill outside of the earned income, I don't know if I should state amounts for posterity.
Well, I would be curious to find out what your most successful grant.
The biggest one we've had so far. Yes. Let me think. In a single pot, probably strategic touring this year. So it's an Arts Council England fund that supports touring of creative work, whatever that might be, to engage with audiences in different ways. It's got sort of sector-changing big ideas strands behind it, but it's about touring work to engage with people. And we applied to take Open House, the outdoor production, out this summer across some of the, they're called CPP areas, Creative People and Places. Again, it's an Arts Council England area, and there are areas all over England that have least engagement in the arts. It's the more deprived communities, the more communities in need. So Open House will tour a whole selection of them this year, and we applied for $133,000 for that, and we got that, which was excellent news. It means Open House gets to go out and engage with thousands of people who wouldn't normally get an opportunity to see work like that. So that's the most recent. But they range from a couple of £100 sponsorship all the way up to the hundreds of thousands of pounds and everything in between. And it's everything from trust money, which is philanthropy, public money from individuals who set up a charity trust and give out money, through to public money, European money, corporate donations, individual donations. It's because we are such a small team and because there is just me doing this side of work, although we do have Olivia, who are here as an intern at the moment, who helps me a great deal. Normally in organisations, there would be a specialist in each area. So you become a trust funder or a public funder or a revenue funder. And I love the fact that I get to do a bit of everything. It's not an easy role because it's so diverse, but I like that challenge. Yeah. And I think No Fit State attracts people who like the challenge.
Yeah, lots of split skills.
Yeah, you have to be multi-dimensional, shall we say, because there's not that many of us and we always punch above our weight and we always strive to do more than is conceivably possible with the number of people we have on the company, but somehow we manage to achieve it and to do it to good quality, so the next time we try and do more again.
Wonderful. Do you only do any local community events to raise money?
We always have the community cabarets here, which kind of serve a dual purpose. So part of it is about celebrating the talent of the people who engage with our community training programme, giving them an opportunity to perform the skills they've been perfecting over the year. But then it always has a local fundraising strand for the company as a whole. It's about raising awareness that we are, in fact, a charity, which not many people really know, and bringing in donations to support the very Cardiff-focused community elements of the work. We do other sort of networking and influencing events around the shows when you're bringing in the decision makers, but rather that's a different focus than the direct please asking someone for give us a pound and we'll do some nice stuff for you as a donation sort of thing. I love the community events. That's probably the most diverse bit of my role compared to sort of my peers out there, the other people who do my sort of roles for other charities, is my main focus on those events is a bake sale. So I bake cake for 3 days and sell cake, which is wonderful. Fits my skill set beautifully because I love to bake. And it's a lovely opportunity to bring in yet another different skill to help the company. But I like that that is just part of development manager's role within No Fit State is to produce a bake sale at a moment's notice.
Yeah, yep. Wonderful diversity, yep. And involvement with the different people then outside of your set skills, I suppose.
Yeah, that's the thing with No Fit. There is no ivory towers. There is no chief exec office. There is everyone works in communal offices. Everyone's in each other's faces, in each other's pockets. And it stops any opportunity for self-ego or importance within the company. Everyone is valuable. Everyone is important. And you can talk to anyone within that company, no matter where they sit on what is a very flat management structure. And I like that. I've worked in a whole variety of different organisations in my past, some very structured, some quite corporate, and I found a home here at No Fit. It's informal and challenging and vibrant and crazy at times, but it's also great fun.
Yeah, a lot of your colleagues have spoken about the family group environment, how they feel supported and they belong. It seems you feel that way too.
Yeah, though it's strange because I'm not a sort of a long-standing family member. I was always on the periphery as an audience member or linked to my father's involvement as opposed to a personal involvement with the company. So when I first started, the year before, Reese, who was our marketing manager at the time, he'd come into the company with no engagement in circus prior. He'd come in from Aberystwyth. So was very much sort of the first outsider that had started with No Fit that hadn't been brought up with the circus or toured with the circus. And when I first started, it was Reese and myself, we called ourselves the No Fitters. We were the people who hadn't been family and hadn't been part of that sort of intimate, close friends web that was very much part of being a No Fit Stater at that time. And I think over that, I've been here, 3 years now, I suppose, maybe four. Gosh, time flies. Three, must be. It seeps into you. You do feel like, although I don't tour, I'm very much a Cardiff-based member of the staff, so it's a different sort of family. You do feel like you're part of it, and it feels almost a privilege to be that close to such a creative organisation. And yeah, so they are family. Albeit work family, and I try to maintain a certain element of work life, private life, family life, and it doesn't really happen.
I was just going to say then your dynamic is slightly different from in your involvement, as in, like you were saying, most of the other people go on the tours or they live in the caravans, and you try to keep a bit of distance, but
Yeah, because I'm not a performer, because I'm not project-based. I don't work on the tour. So there's a small core staff of us who aren't connected directly to any of the projects. It is a slightly different dynamic because we don't have to live on top of each other every single day in the way that you have to if you're a tour person. So it's slightly different, but there still is the feeling that you belong to the company, that you belong to the wider projects. And the thing I find so funny about No Fit State is how fiercely proud I am of all the productions. I have no direct connection to any of the creative elements of the company. I do my little bit, which is trying to raise the money to make sure that we can do the stuff that we do. But when I see the shows or I go out and engage with the projects or get the opportunity to spend time with our audience, our community members, with the performers, I am fiercely proud of it, as if it was my own baby. And I know that, but it breeds that in you, I think.
That's wonderful. So you see a happy future for yourself within No Fit State.
Yeah, someone
you
asked
see
me
that growing.
Someone asked me recently if I was going to be a lifer for No Fit, and it made me contemplate this idea that there are a number of members of this core staff that are lifers. They are No Fit State live and die, and they will be here forever. It's whether I considered myself a lifer having been here for so long, and I don't know whether I will turn it into my grave, into No Fit, but I have found a home here, and it seeps into you. And I think once you've been here for a while, the idea of working in any other environment seems a very strange thing. It's so unique that just the relationships and the dynamics and the way the decisions are made is so open and passionate. And it's, I think if you can stick it, if you can survive, then, yeah, it's very difficult to make the decision to think about ever leaving, really.
Because you have quite a lot of professional skills, and you've obviously been and studied away, do you, and worked with other community projects. Are you currently doing that as well as No Fit State?
No.
Along that note?
Nope. I am solely belonging to the circus currently.
That's wonderful. Yeah,
lovely.
Thank you very much.